Ready for a music tour through the Arkansas Delta? Let's see. Johnny Cash Boyhood Home? Check. A new rockabilly exhibit? Check again. A live broadcast of the country's longest-running blues radio program? We've got it. The bronze bust of Levon Helm? On the list. Find these spots and more as you travel the Arkansas Delta Music Trail. Go to thenewdeltabyways.com to see all the driving tours through the Arkansas Delta Byways region.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium, Rogers fakes the handoff and makes the pass and throws it out, and he's got a man open, and he is loose. He's down inside the 40, the 30, the 20, and we are going to see Little Rock Parkview with a big play and a first down all the way down to the Mountain Home 15-yard line. That's the first time we've seen a big play against Mountain Home in several games.
And it wasn't a breakdown in coverage or anything. Brody Patterson just lost his footing, Sonny, and fell down as the receiver caught the ball, and he sidestepped him and just kind of broke free. I mean, not a whole lot he can do about that.
That was the big tight end, Aaron Outley, the Razorback commit, on the reception. Now the little tap pass, and it's blown up! The tap pass to Jointer, and he was met in the backfield by Boje and Patterson, and that is, my friends, is going to be a loss of 5 yards.
Boje came in there with authority and blew that play up. He laid a lick.
Great job for the Bombers. I'm trying to see, is that a 1 or 7, Tobias? I think that's actually Willie Eccles that was on the loss there for Parkview. This time it's Rogers going to keep it himself. He's going to take it around the left end, but be met by a trio of Bombers. Boje, Stockton, Ofa Valdez, and they're going to bring him down at the 14 after a 6-yard carry, and that looked like that play had a chance to be a much bigger play.
Absolutely, and you're seeing these guys fly the ball. I mean, Ofa is a defensive tackle running down the sideline trying to make that play, so great job by the defensive lineman there.
They've given Mountain Home a sideline warning. It'll be their first of the ball game. Don't like where the coaches are on the sidelines and have issued a warning. So, 3rd down and 9 from the 14. The Bombers looking to stiffen again in their own red zone and force possibly another field goal attempt. Revolta is over there warming his leg up just in case. Now, taking their time in the huddle, Rogers is going to bring Parkview to the line. And timeout, Parkview. Some confusion on the sidelines. Time was running down on the clock. They're going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Life is about connections, and that's even more important these days with online users needing more data as we enjoy videos, join meetings, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio stations. Next can help you connect to life like never before, a name you know and people you trust. You take care of your business and family needs. We'll handle what comes next. Internet, phone, and television. Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, a big 3rd down play for Parkview will be an even bigger play as an illegal motion. False start penalty will back them up to the 19-yard line and bring up 3rd and 14 from the 19 as the Bombers try and stop Little Rock Parkview for the second time in the Mountain Home red zone. Rogers had come out and fired the ball quickly to a receiver outside trying for one of those quick wide receiver plays. So now we have trips to the right, Rogers and the running back in the backfield. Rogers loads up and he throws it for the end zone and overthrows everyone. And there is a little acting job over there from the receiver trying to draw a flag. And that pass is going to fall harmlessly incomplete. Bring up 4th and 14 from the 19. Tobias, we've seen Revolta kick a nice field goal. What will happen now?
It looks like they're going to try to go for it.
All right. Scoreboard says 4th and 12. I have 4th and 14, so we'll see about that. They're going for it from the 19. They need yardage. Now Rodgers is going to split out, and there's going to be a direct snap. It's a reverse, and now back to Rodgers, who's throwing the throwback pass to a wide-open man, and he's going to get the first down. That is the trickeration that we've seen. He ended up taking that. Rodgers doesn't take the snap, takes a flip from a running back. That's Willie Echols that releases out of the wheel route onto the right side, and the Bombers left him uncovered. They chase him down before he can score, but it's first and goal from the one. Rodgers is going to power his way into the end zone. And just like that, Little Rock Parkview is in the lead. Rodgers in for the score with 10:20 left in the first half. And the Patriots take their first lead of the ballgame at 9-7. Big pass play gave them momentum, and they capitalized quickly, forced their way into the end zone. Here's Revolta. He's going to come out and line it up for the extra point kick. Snap's good. The hold is down. The kick is up. And it is good. And so 10:20 left in the first half. The Little Rock Parkview Patriots lead the Mountain Home Bombers 10-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium, Revolta's kick is going to go into the end zone for a touchback, and the Bombers will start their third possession at their own 20-yard line with 10:20 left in the first half. The Bombers trailed 10-7. It was a big 42-yard pass play from Landon Rodgers to Aaron Outley that set up that touchdown. They had a big fourth down conversion pass to Willie Echols for 18 yards on fourth and 14. Mountain Home first and 10 from the 20. The Bombers looking to get something going. They've had one good drive and one drive that ended in a punt. Rolling to the right, McKay airs it out down the sideline intended for Hannaford, and it pass is out of bounds, incomplete.
He rolled out there. That's a pass play that he just kind of flips up to Hannaford to run up underneath and just couldn't connect.
Bombers second and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Bombers started out running the ball, and they've kind of gone more toward the passing side as of late. This time, twins to one side, to the left. Now we have a man in motion back to the right. It's Barnett. They fake the handoff to him. They hand it off to Hirschberger, who breaks free. He gets it out to the 26-yard line. A little misdirection, Tobias.
It is. You know, when you got a defense like Parkview that mans you up, they're really following that motion and just open that gap up with a good block by the offensive line.
Pops it out for a 6-yard gain, makes it a manageable 3rd and 4 for the Bombers. Hirschberger and McKay in the backfield, twins to the bottom of this field. He's going to fake the handoff to Hirschberger, pulls it, and then gets blown up in the backfield. McKay is going to be thrown for a loss for Mountain Home, and the Bombers are going to be forced to punt.
There's a counter play there, Sonny, and you know, the counter block came, and instead of running through the hole, the running back chose to try to bounce it outside, which is never a good idea, and just blew the play up.
4th and 7 for the Bombers, and on to punt is Tabor. He takes the snap. He's got the kick away, and it's a high kick, a little higher than his normal kick, but it's going to hit and bounce and take a Bomber roll inside the Parkview 40-yard line, down inside the 35, down to the Parkview 33-yard line. Nice roll on that one. Boy, that Parkview joiner, he was trying to stay awfully close to that ball. He definitely wasn't going to get away with it. He's lucky he didn't kick it with his foot.
You know, I wouldn't put it past him to pick one up and try to run it, Sonny. You know, like you said, they've got a little trickery, and I definitely bet you that's part of their playbook.
So the Bomber defense looking to regroup after a drive that saw two big plays really make the difference for Parkview. So early, Bomber defense really held the Patriots in check. Let's see what they can do in this possession. Rodgers at quarterback. He's got a man coming in motion across the formation. He's going to hand it off to Joyner, and he's going to break around the left side and leap forward. He's going to get 2 yards out to the 35.
If you're Mountain Home defense right now, you just got to be patient. You've got to keep the ball in front of you and make good tackles. They've done a great job so far. Nothing to get their head down about by any means. You know, they've done a good job. We've just got to, like Coach Harry said, we've just got to tackle. We've got to get people flying in the football.
Notice, Tobias, that they've gone back to working the outside after they got some success up the middle. Mountain Home made that adjustment. Now they're going to hand it off to Joyner again, and he's going to be met in the backfield. Gage Lindsey there as well as Tatum Bashirs. And correct myself on that. That was Fawad Raja on the carry, number 38, getting his first carry of the ball game. And that is going to be a loss back to the 34. So a 1 yard loss will bring up 3rd and 9 from the Parkview 34 for the Patriots. Patriots huddling up. They're talking it over. And Rodgers is barking out the call. He's got his men back to the line of scrimmage. They have trips to the right, twins to the left. They're spreading the box out. Rodgers is going to take the snap and bounce back to pass. Now he's going to pull it down. He's going to start heading upfield. Now he stops and sets his feet again and unleashes a strike out to the 50-yard line. This is going to be hauled in by Ramar Smith, and that is a 16-yard play to number 16 for a first down at midfield. And, boy, the Bombers looked like they had that hemmed in. And there we see Rodgers' quick feet and that amazing arm strength.
Definitely arm strength. Threw it across his body down the field. A great pass.
Well, let me correct myself. I know that was Outley on the reception. That's his second big catch of the night. This time he fakes the hands off. Rodgers keeps it, and he's busting it up the middle. He's down. He's got a 5 yard, a 10 yard. He's down inside the Mountain Home 40-yard line. That's the first down. That time the Bombers bit big on the fake.
I think everybody in the stadium bit big on the fake, myself included. That was a great job. That's exactly what you want your quarterback to do, is to stick that ball in there and ride that fake. And I think everybody in the stadium thought the running back had the football.
That's a 13-yard pickup down to the Mountain Home 37-yard line. The Patriots are now moving the ball again very well on that run. Now we have a tighter formation. The Bombers lining up, four-man front. They're going to throw it out to the quick toss, and the back is going to take it and work his way down to the Mountain Home 35. Tobias, why do you go to that little quick toss like that?
I really think they see something there on the outside they're trying to exploit. I'm not sure what yet, just yet, but it looks like they're trying to find something on that edge.
We give that 2 yard pickup to Joyner. Brings up 2nd and 8 from 35. Mountain Home trying to come up with a big defensive stop, keep this game a one score ball game. Rodgers is at quarterback. He's going to take the snap. He is going to keep the ball. He's going to head around the left end. He's going to break one tackle attempt. And now he's going to be wrapped up by Boche. They'll spot him down at the 30-yard line. That is a 7-yard run for Rodgers. And we are really seeing his athleticism come into play, Tobias.
That we are. I mean, it takes 2 or 3 guys to tackle that guy.
Came up, made 2 Bombers missed, and showed that, like I said, that athleticism that is making him a target for the University of Arkansas Razorbacks. We don't know what position, but, boy, he's definitely got a skill set. Rodgers fakes the tap pass. He keeps it himself. He's running up the middle, and he is free. He's got the first down, and he's all the way down inside the Mountain Home 25. That is going to be 1st and 10 for the 24, to the 24. 6-yard carry. Tobias, what can the Bombers do to slow down this rushing attack?
You know, I'm not sure. They just continue to exploit the creases, and they're chewing up some clock.
They are. We are down to 5:22 left in the first half. First and 10. It's at the 24-yard line. Rodgers will take the snap, and he's going to hand it off to Joyner, who takes it around left end and pops it down inside quickly to the Mountain Home 19-yard line. That is a 5-yard run and a very quick 5-yard run at that, Tobias.
Yeah, if you're the defense, you want to get on your heels here. We're in the red zone. This is a big defensive stop. You want to kind of set the tone here before going into the half.
If you can limit them to a field goal, you can keep that deficit at 6 points. You don't want to let this game get too far out of reach. Rodgers at quarterback. He's standing on his 24-yard line. He's going to hand it off, and there's big running room up the middle for Joyner, and he's gone. Joyner takes it right up the middle of the Bomber defense. That is a 19-yard touchdown run, and that is a 16-7 lead for the Little Rock Park View Patriots. Boy, Tobias, open field, and he didn't disappoint there, did he?
He did not. He had that lead blocker who unfortunately just put one of our linebackers on his back, and they ran right over top of him.
Revolta on for the extra point kick, trying to put his team up by 10 points with 4:35 left in the first half. Snap is good. The hold is down, and the kick is good. Revolta makes it a 10-point ball game, 7-17. The Bombers trail Little Rock Parkview. You're listening to Bomber Football on KTLO Classic, or on Classic Hits 101.7.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you.
Whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Revolta's kickoff drives Walker deep into his own territory, fields it at three, and he's going to break it out to the 20 to set up first down for the Bombers. And correction, Aaron Outley is out tonight. That is number 38, Fawad Raja, on those receptions for the Patriots. So Outley not playing tonight for Parkview.
We'll admit, Sonny, it's a little hard to make out the numbers up here.
They are a little bit, for especially for old eyes like mine. The Bombers trying to get something going on offense. They've punted their last two possessions. McKay's at quarterback, a little counteraction. They're going to hand it off to Hirschberger. He breaks out to the outside, and he's going to pick up a nice run. They're going to spot him all the way out to the 27. Really shifty run there to get those 7 yards.
It was 4 minutes and 15 seconds on the clock, Sonny. You got plenty of time to score. You just want to take your time, run your plays, run your scheme, and put some points on the board here before we go into halftime.
Second and three for the Bombers. McKay and Hirschberger in the backfield. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to follow a blocker. A big run out across the right side, out to the Mountain Home 37. That was Alex Pizzamenti leading the way for the Bombers. He pulled and got out there and was driving that man back, and McKay followed his blocker for a big run out to the 37. That is a 10-yard run for the Bombers and a big first down. This time he hands it straight ahead to Hirschberger. He's going to dive into the pile for not a lot on that one, Tobias.
Yeah, back to that last play. Alex did. I mean, Alex got out there and was just driving. I mean, that was a great way for McKay to be able to follow that block and get those yards.
A 1-yard pickup for Hirschberger brings up second and 9 for the Bombers. Twins to both sides. Now we have in motion back to the left is Tabor, and then we're rolling back to the right. Throwing deep across the middle. Overthrown. One hand got on it for Logan Walker. He tried to make the acrobatic catch and could not haul it in. Oh, just one tick too high on that one, Tobias.
So close. It grazed his fingertips, and, man, He would have been off to the races.
Walker beat the one in man-to-man coverage that time, had him on that slant post route. Ball could have been almost went for a big play for the
Bombers.
We've
seen Walker do that all season. I mean, he is a fantastic receiver.
Third down and 9 for the Bombers. Again, they're going to roll back to the right. McKay is looking to throw, throwing deep. He throws it, and he's intended for Walker, and he overthrows him by about 3 steps. Had him open. He had 3 steps on the defenders. An inaccurate ball will lead to a Mountain Home punt.
And Walker knew it.
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody 15 yards around him.
He hasn't been that open at all this season. Now, yeah, now that you mention that, Tobias, he had a good 7-yard cushion on that guy. They bid on a fake. Now the Bombers are lining up to punt. Tabor is on. He's standing with his heels on the 27-yard line, takes the snap. The kick's away. It's a nice punt. It's angled to the right. And, boy, that comes close to hitting a Parkview player. It bounces inside the Little Rock Parkview 20-yard line. It's going to roll out of bounds at the 16. That's a great roll, Tobias.
It just about hit that player. You're right. I mean, inches from grazing him. And, man, that would have been nice right there before the half.
2:55 left in the first half. Bombers trying to preserve, keep this deficit at 10 points, and not let Parkview try and break out to a big lead at the half.
Unfortunately, there you really wish your offense would have chewed up a little bit more of the clock. But
well, you had the thing you're going to kick yourself most of this. You had 2 wide-open receivers and couldn't make the play.
Yep.
All right, first and 10 from the 16. Rodgers takes it. He hands it off immediately, and Ofa Valdez is in the backfield waiting for Jointer, and he's going to throw him for no gain at the 16. A very nice job by Ofa penetrating and blowing the play up in the backfield.
Ofa back there with an attitude tonight. I like it.
Ofa is a man, sometimes a man among boys. He's a tough guy, tough Samoan kid, and doesn't back down from getting in a little fracas from time to time either. Second and 10 from the 16-yard line. Rodgers in the quarterback set with one man flanking him. He fakes the handoff, and now he's looking to throw deep. He's got a man wide open at the top of the field. He does not see him. He's going to break it and keep it and run it all the way out to the 24-yard line. But, Tobias, I'm really glad he didn't see that receiver that he had running free across the top of the field.
You're right, but you see Ofa, back to Ofa. He took on a double team there, comes across the field, puts pressure on the quarterback, I think making him not be able to see that wide-open receiver. Good job by the defensive lineman again there.
That is an 8-yard scramble for Rodgers. It sets up 3rd and 2 from the Parkview 24 with just 2:11 left in the first half. Rodgers is going to take the snap. He's got Joyner in the backfield with him. He's going to stick it in his belly, and the Bombers are going to come up and hit him at the line of scrimmage, but he squirts through the hole, and if the spot holds, it is going to be first down for the Patriots. They got the ball at the 26, and that was the line to gain. They're eyeballing it. They don't need to measure. That is a first down. Boy, that is just a great run by a talented running back.
We've seen some issues on the exchange there. I heard you get a little excited. I thought the ball was about to squirt out as well. You know, they've had a little bit of issue on the handoff there, but unfortunately just didn't come out like we had hoped.
First and 10 from the 26, 1:53 remaining in the first half. Parkview, now we have whistles. And the officials want the game clock. We want to put back to 2:02 on the clock. First down, Tobias, the ball stops until the chains are ready, until the ball is marked ready to play. Now they're winding the clock.
It's a 10-second add-on.
All right, Rodgers in the shotgun. He takes the snap. He's dropping back to pass. He's looking back to the left, and he throws it out to Raja. And Fawad Raja makes the reception for a short gain.
Bashu's there coming in, making a big tackle. Good thing, again, he didn't see that receiver over the top. He had one with a hand out and about 10 yards.
This time it's a 3-yard gain on the pass play. Brings up 2nd and 6. Back to pass. Rodgers looking deep. This time he's throwing deep. He has a man. The ball hits the defender, Lawson Stockton, in the back of the helmet. And the defense works. We'll take it however we can get it. Ball is knocked away, and boy, if he had a little more touch on that. That's one thing we talked about for Rodgers. Rodgers throws bullet passes. If this is PlayStation, he needs to let off the controller just a little bit earlier off that throw button and throw it with a little more air under it. But, you know, the Bombers will take it. It is going to be 3rd and 6 from the 29-yard line.
He did just rear back and rip it, didn't he?
Yeah, he does. I've seen that on film several times. He throws fastballs. If he pitched, it'd be hard to hit. Wide open backfield. Rodgers is back to pass. He's surveying the landscape. He's going to throw short and incomplete. He was looking for the crossing route from Jaquelin Haney, and he was off target. And now that incomplete pass is going to bring up 4th and 6 from the 29 with 1:17 left. And the punting team will come on to the field, but will we see a punt? Or will we see more trick plays out of that bag of tricks that Coach Boulding has over there? If y'all don't remember, Coach Boulding was former head coach at North Little Rock, a very, very smart man, a very talented football coach, and he is turning around this Parkview football team in a very short amount of time. Snap is back, and it is a punt, and the kick is away. The high wobbly kick signaling for the fair catch is Walker, and he'll bring it in at about the Mountain Home 41-yard line with 1:11 left in the first half. So it's some time for the Bombers. The Bombers, though, get off the field and force the punt.
Big offensive drive here. Minutes, plenty of time for the Bombers to score. I think you take a couple strikes here. We had the open receivers last drive. Let's see if we can line it up.
Mount Home with twins stacked to the right of McKay and twins to the left. Now we have a man back across the formation in motion. That's Logan Walker. The pass looks that way. Now they're going to throw back to the top. They're trying to throw it to Tabor. And he had a little bit of separation and could not haul the pass in. And another Bombers did take that shot, didn't they?
You know, McKay throws a perfect ball there. Just couldn't make the catch.
Yeah, got screened a little bit from the defender. Defender good inside position. Didn't let him get back to the football. 2nd and 10 for the Bombers. 1:07 left in the first half from their own 41-yard line. Trips to the left. Hershberger in the backfield with McKay, and it is a draw play. He hands it off to Hershberger, and he's going to get it out to the 44 for a 3-yard gain. Bring up 3rd and 7. We have a timeout on the field. Looks like, is it Mountain Home or was it Park? Mountain Home takes the timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, a big third down coming up for the Mountain Home Bombers. 3rd and 7 from their own 44, 1:01 left in the first half. Bombers trying to get on the scoreboard before the halftime break. They're down 10 at 17-7. Trips to McKay's left. Hershberger in the backfield. Up top we have Tabor. They're looking to pass. Throw it out. It's a little screen to Walker, and that is blown up quickly. In fact, that is going to lose yards. That is going to knock the ball back to the Mountain Home 41-yard line. That is a 3-yard loss on that pass play. And the Patriots will take a timeout to stop the clock. We'll take that timeout with them. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Little Rock Parkview takes their second time out of the first half to stop the clock and force the Bombers to punt with 50 seconds left in the first half. Dawson Tabor is back to punt at his own 28-yard line. Bombers have the ball out at the 40. Snap is good. The kick is away, and Tabor gets some leg into this one. It hangs up, and now it hits the first touching. It hit a Bomber defender in the leg, and that is going to be downed at the 25-yard line. So, Tobias, Little Rock Parkview is going to have 43 seconds left and a timeout, and the ball on their 25-yard line trying to make 75 yards in just about less than, well, almost less than 45 seconds. 43 seconds left in the first half.
Well, the trickery you've been talking about, I mean, anything's on the table with a minute left. They're fast to the line, so we better watch it here.
All right, first and 10, Rogers. Two receivers to each side is joined in the backfield by a running back. He's going to drop back, straight back to pass, gets flushed. He's going to reach up, and he's going to throw it deep, and he has a man that is wide open and dropped. The receiver dropped the football. That's Jaquelin Haney, wide open, 5 yards over the coverage, and he has dropped the football on a sure touchdown play. It's kind of speechless, isn't it?
I don't know that I have words. I mean, the only thing around him was the referee, and he just dropped it. I mean,
that was a perfectly thrown ball by Rogers, and they used their speed to outrun the Mountain Home defense. So, first down, Mountain Home dodges a big bullet there. And, you know, Tobias, it's a big deal if he can get off the field here and keep this at a 10-point ball game. Rogers is in the backfield, trips to his right, twins to his left. He's going to throw quickly, and now we have a flag and a stoppage of play.
Jalen Smith, nope, sorry, correction. Stephen Walls was not set on this far side here, this receiver. He was not set when the ball snapped.
That is correct. That is an illegal motion penalty, and that'll be a 5-yard mark off against the Patriots for that motion penalty. That's going to bring up second and 15 from the 20, and they're going to put 36 seconds back on the clock. Where do you decide to play a little looser on the defense here, Tobias, to make sure you don't get beat deep?
I mean, you got to have that conversation with them safeties. You can't let anything get over your top in this situation.
Twins to both sides, one man in the backfield. Now we have a timeout defensively. Coach Steve Airey doesn't like something that he sees. Calls timeout. We'll take it with them. 36 seconds left. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, Little Rock Parkview facing second and 15 from their own 20-yard line, 36 seconds left in the first half. Patriots trying to get another score. Rogers is back to pass. He's flushed. He's going to set his feet. Now he's going to take off and run. He's out to the 25, the 30. Cuts it back up. He's out to the 35, to the 40, and he's going to be run out of bounds at his own 43-yard line. That is a 23-yard keeper. He's out of bounds still with 27 seconds left in the first quarter, or in the first half, excuse me. First and 10 from the Parkview 23 on the big scramble.
Not easy to tackle, is he?
No, he's very elusive, and he's got the Patriots back to the line. Now they have one timeout remaining. Rogers takes the snap, drops back, and he's going to load up and throw. And he actually looked like he wanted to throw deep. Then he decided to go underneath, and he short hops the receiver on that one.
He had Joyner over here. It looked like it was originally called as a screen play. And for whatever reason, he liked that across the middle. He just threw it right in the turf.
Yeah, just a little bit too much mustard on it, like we were saying. He throws a hard football. All right, Rogers, back to pass. He takes the snap, and he's dropping, and he's looking deep. He's got men over the middle. Now he's going to be flushed out. He's being chased, and he's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage by Gage Lindsay with some help from Brock Boget. And that is going to go for a no-gainer. stop them at the 43, third down and 10 from the 43, and the clock has run out. And that will be the end of the first half. Mountain Home Bombers trail the Little Rock Parkview Patriots 17-7 at the half. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Thanksgiving is a joyous time of year, sitting around the table with family and friends, laughing and stuffing ourselves silly. But for the needy and lonely in our community, Thanksgiving is often just another day. I'm Advisory Board Member Gary Pishka of the Salvation Army. We are honored to host a community drive-through Thanksgiving meal on November 25th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Salvation Army Fellowship Hall. Come pick up a warm Thanksgiving meal and let the Salvation Army help provide you help and hope for the holidays.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you?
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny?
No.
Sue?
You don't always get 27 chances, but with the new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
For by OpenJar Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown that chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-483-7571. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call us now at 800-483-7571. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-483-7571. That's 800-483-7571. Again, 800-483-7571.